The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To talk about what I wanted to talk about this evening was maybe building a little bit on what I had talked about the last time I was with you guys, with building on this idea. I mean, sometimes we could use this word perseverance, but that's not an inspiring word. So trying to see if I could think of something else, or something that's a little bit more speaks from the heart, kind of like just hanging in there or stick-to-itiveness, but without a sense of straining or without a sense of striving, but more of a sense of, okay, you know, COVID is up and many of us have more restrictions again. And how can we just kind of like hang in there with what we know is helpful and what we know is not helpful? Can we stay away from those things? And, you know, to have the, what is it, fortitude, the wisdom, the strength, the capacity. And along these lines, endurance, Bill offers that word. So it's another poem by Rosemary Traumer, Steadfast, Phyllis offers. Yeah, and this poem that Rosemary Traumer, last time when I talked about her, I mentioned that she posts every day, and this she posted just a few days ago, 3 days ago maybe, or I'm not exactly sure how many, but, you know, less than a week ago. And so here's... And she titles this poem, so maybe she's feeling the same thing we are. I know that she lives in Colorado. I don't know where, but, you know, they have winters there, a little bit different than here in the Bay Area. The title of this poem is called Instructions for Perseverance. And it goes like this. It's the chickadee that saves me today. Though the world gets cold, the chickadee stays. Despite snow, despite frost, despite lack of sun, it doesn't leave the winter land. Oh, tough little bird who sticks around, who thrives in any weather, whose cheerful tune spirals like hope through the frigid folds of December, as if to say, let it come. I can sing through anything. Let it come. So I feel kind of inspired by this in the sense that who thrives in any weather. So much about this practice is gaining the capacity in which whatever weather, quote unquote, that we are experiencing, that we have the ability to meet it, to not be blown over, to stay upright in some kind of way. And then here the chickadee is singing, because that's what chickadees do. They sing. So maybe we don't necessarily sing, but is there a way? Oh, the chickadee is the main state bird. Thank you, Paula, for sharing that. See, there's a reason why. And in Maine, right, you need some of these tough little birds who stick around and thrive in any weather. But this idea that we don't necessarily have to sing, but just to have the capacity to just keep showing up, to show up, just to keep showing up. And that is so much what meditation practice is about, whether it's mindfulness meditation, concentration meditation, or loving kindness concentration. It's just kind of like stretching our minds and our hearts so that we can hold more and more, so that we can hold difficulties, our own difficulties, and the difficulties of others. So whatever the weather might be, as well as we can hold the joys too. Sometimes we tend to be dismissive and thinking like, you know, there's whatever's difficult is really what's important. We have to solve all these problems, and we put our attention to all those things that aren't going right. But to gain the capacity to hold what's going well, to gain the capacity to appreciate ourselves, to appreciate others. Sometimes this is a practice to be able to gain this capacity. So the chickadee, this tough little bird who sticks around, who thrives in any weather. I don't know, I feel kind of touched by these adorable little birds. I think they're adorable there. And then before we go to meditation, Neil, I was thinking that in the past I had mentioned that there's this group in which people can talk to one another outside of this particular setting. And so, and I'd forgotten the past few times I've been teaching, but maybe Neil, can you put in the chat the URL for this group? I kind of caught you off guard, probably. You just 1 minute. Yeah. He didn't know I was going to say this to him, so he needs just a minute here. But this is just an opportunity to, some of you have been coming so many times, it's really great. And, you know, to connect in other settings, to share resources. Maybe you know about things that you want to share or have a question or something like this. So here we go. So thank you, Neil, for putting that in the chat box. For those of you who want to join, it is open for people who are attending here at Happy Hour. And many of you know one another. Just as a way to, maybe during the holidays, it's nice to have different ways to connect. Maybe sometimes if the weather is particularly dreary, weather, quote unquote, you know, maybe it's nice to connect with others. Maybe some of others can be chickadees that are singing through the frigid folds of December as if to say, let it come. I can sing through anything. Let it come. Okay. So thank you, Neil. And with that as an introduction, let's do some meditation. So, taking an alert, upright posture, a posture that has both ease and alertness. In a way that's not rigid, but not slouched either. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Allowing the breath to just naturally return to normal, following the natural rhythm. To help us get settled. We'll do a little bit of a body scan. Checking in the areas that often hold tension, the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders. And the back. The chest. The belly. Feeling the pressure against the body where you're sitting on the backside. Feeling connected, grounded. The legs. Feet. The arms. Hands, just bringing some awareness, some presence to the bodily experience. And then resting awareness on the sensations of breathing. The movement of the belly, the chest, maybe feeling the air in the nose. Of course, the mind is going to be distracted. Chances are you've been thinking all day. There's a certain momentum to thinking. So just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. We wake up into a story or something the mind is doing. Busy. It doesn't matter one bit how many times you wake up into thinking and then begin again with noticing the breath. This is just what practice is. with a little bit of persistence. In a relaxed, easy way. Without straining. Without a sense of striving. And then to begin a loving kindness practice. I always like to start where it's easy. Bringing to mind a lovable being. Someone that's easy to love. Bringing this being to mind and connecting with them in some way. Some people have a visual image. Some people more have a sense of warmth or openness in the body, in the heart center, and with that, they're connecting with the lovable being. And for many of us, it's helpful to use phrases as a way to have the help support the mind to connect. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Is there a way to connect with the lovable being, with warm-heartedness, with care, respect, kindness? And of course, the mind will get distracted. We'll just begin again. It's the chickadee that saves me today. Though the world gets cold, the chickadee stays. Despite snow, despite frost, despite lack of sun, it doesn't leave the winterland. Oh, tough little bird, who sticks around, who thrives in any weather. So we're cultivating our capacity to stay with an open heart, warm heart. And staying with the lovable being just for a little bit more here. Maybe exploring different ways to connect with it, using an image, using the bodily felt experience, using phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. If we have experience with loving kindness for ourselves, if we know that that's possible, then that increases our confidence, which increases our capacity. So that we can have a cheerful tune that spirals like hope through the frigid folds of December, as if to say, let it come. I can sing through anything. Let it come. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we have some appreciation for ourselves? Remembering some positive, supportive, helpful things that we've done. And then to move on to a neutral person, somebody that we don't know. Just like us, they too wish to be happy and safe and healthy, at ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. may you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe the neutral person is somebody here in this Zoom meeting, somebody you don't know. Maybe somebody you sometimes see in the neighborhood. Have the capacity to greet others, meet others, people we don't know, with warmth, will cause your life to unfold differently than if you didn't have that capacity. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion on your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, so this idea of perseverance is a way to increase our capacity so that we can meet with whatever weather we find ourselves in, whatever circumstances, whatever life brings us. So some of you offered some synonyms, some alternative words. So persistence and endurance and steadfast. But it's, you know, I'm offering this idea also with the forbearance. Thank you, Mari and Christine. But also with the idea that we don't want to make it feel like burdensome and heavy. So is there a way that we can keep showing up, but with some ease, some spaciousness? And it takes a certain amount of effort, but can we use this effort not in a way that closes us down or that we collapse into, and but or that we have a, I keep on using this word, ease, or a certain relaxed attitude about it. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups, and you can talk about this idea of using perseverance as a way to increase our capacity so that we can meet whatever weather we might meet. And then, and how meditation practice supports that. One example is here, you know, coming back again and again to the breath for mindfulness practice. And then with loving kindness practice, it's helping to create the way that the mind and the heart know that there is access. There can be some warm-heartedness. There can be some love for others and for oneself that's independent of all the conditions of the world being just right. And when we have that, when there's something about us that really understands that, then our confidence goes up. Of course it does. And we're allowed to meet others in a different way. Okay, so we'll meet for 12 minutes, maybe 13 minutes. And it can be helpful if it's not just a monologue, but instead is to discuss things that one person says, just maybe one or two ideas, and then the next person says one or two ideas, and then the next person, and then it might come back around. And you'll be in groups of three or four. And let's do it that you can go in order of the last digit of your phone number, the phone number that you use the most. And we'll say that zero comes before one. So we'll go in numerical order by last digit of the phone number. Okay, enjoy.